Hey, welcome to the Jim Miller Podcast. On tonight's episode, we really don't have any fights going on right now. We talked about UFC London last time, and we briefly hit on UFC 223 a little bit tonight. But we also get into some of the fights that we have coming up from the guys at Miller Brothers MMA. And we just kind of rambled about some things. And my old man tells a story about pistachios at the end that he thinks is pretty special. I guess you'll have to listen and see if you agree. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Jim Miller Podcast. We're trying something a little bit different tonight. All right, so we are on Facebook and Instagram Live right now. We're setting the bar a little bit higher.
We should,
you know,
we should Snapchat.
Is the audio? The audio probably sucks on Instagram. I got it plugged in, so we have like, it's coming out of the mixer. So let me know if we're screaming in your ear. We hit this lull where I was trying to figure out what fights we're going to talk about, and I was like, hey, we talked about London. We briefly hit on 223, but there weren't any new fights.
No, it's been a little bit slow.
Yeah, and we didn't even go on last week. This is like the first time in a while that's actually, we're kind of stumped. I'm glad it sounds good. Sounds decent. I don't want to say good.
I like the way you positively spun that.
Well, you know, they told me it sounds decent, so.
That's good in my book.
Maybe somebody didn't see that comment. But at Miller Brothers MMA, we do have a big weekend ourselves this weekend. We were supposed to have five fights. One of them dropped out. Not our fighter, the other fighter, and in two locations tomorrow night. We've got one down in Freehold, Mike Amato's fighting down in Freehold for Dead Serious. And then we've got Shorty, Tyler, and it was supposed to be both the Santos brothers fighting out in PA cage fight, but Josue's opponent missed weight, and that fight unfortunately got scrapped. He took that fight, Josue took that fight on a couple weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks. Stepped up, was training, helping his brother and helping everybody else. And then somebody came in unprofessionally and missed weight. And Shorty's kid missed weight too. You know, it's bullshit. I don't understand it. I honestly don't understand how it happens so often.
Because they see the big boys do it.
Well, I guess it's because they're really not penalized at this level.
Well, not what's penalized the, what's in the UFC.
They're really not.
Josue's guy, you know, he's an amateur. Maybe he doesn't have it dialed in. But Shorty's guy, there's no excuse. And by .4, get your shit together, man. .4, go back, run a lap, spit a couple times. It's .4. Like I wouldn't
says
allow
the guy
that.
Never cut weight.
I've cut weight, you cocksucker. I made 170 for the jiu-jitsu tournament, and I had to get in the bath.
Wait, that's a big-ass spit.
Yeah. No.
20-ounce spit?
You could get it done. It wasn't 4 pounds. It was .4. Why have some assholes in a basement talk shit on you for .4 pounds?
It's true. It's true.
Right?
Because he doesn't hear you talking shit on him, so he really doesn't care.
He cares.
I got to point something out real quick. Now I have the names on the app here.
Nice.
Switcher. Now I can see the names of comments that are coming through Facebook. Yeah. Without the names, it was really weird.
Coming through Facebook, you're actually using Facebook while you're trying to make them some money back?
What?
Trying to make Facebook some money back?
I don't know what he's talking about. We're on both of their apps.
They lost friggin' $500 billion.
Yeah, well.
That's right. They have all my text messages, so that's
information.
Worth a ton of money.
Yeah. They've seen me naked plenty of times looking through my pictures.
It's all worth it.
Where were we? On professional guys can talk about
weight.
Making weight.
Yeah, making weight.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, Shorty's had it happen so many times. Kid's got 20-something fights, like 25 fights, and in the last couple of years, it seems like he might
have
had...
have at least 4 or 5 to make weight, probably even more than that.
Yeah. It's just...
He had 3 in a row, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Didn't make weight.
But yeah, it's so it'll be a good one for us tomorrow. So
what's that like? I mean, the gym is not new anymore. No. You guys are jamming. Mm-hmm. You have some really good up and coming fighters. Do you see yourself getting to like a TriStar, to like a, you know, that level where you want to be?
Not where we are, honestly. You know, like, I mean, I guess you could, but I just don't see the Sparta, Sussex County area being all that.
The new hotbed for
MMA. Yeah, like being like, oh, I want to move to Sparta or Newton.
Well, where was Miletic? Was in the middle of nowhere. And
guys used to drive. Yeah, right? Guys used to drive a shitload. You know, I mean, they were driving an hour and a half to get to Bettendorf or wherever it was. You know, once they put in that new facility or whatever, the Hughes's facility that he made or whatever, like, I guess that's totally different Hughes's, but his was like an army barrack or something like that. So they had like dorms and shit like that for people. I don't necessarily know if I see, like Sparta's a hotbed. You know, I mean, I definitely think we've got talent. We definitely have talent. I just don't think, you're going to be a Jackson's. You know, this isn't Coconut Creek. It's not like it's ATT. You know, people move down there for more than just the fighting as well. So does that answer your question?
It does answer my question.
Yeah, and I'll be down. I'll be down with Mike, and then pretty much the whole team. You know, we got a bunch of guys cornering and stuff like that. We got quite a few guys fighting out in PA. So, but yeah, should be a good one. Everybody's looking good, looking sharp.
And this lines up pretty good with your fight.
Yeah, they just better show back up next week. When it's time to
no time off.
Nope. Yep. They got like a couple weeks, you know, 3 weeks. Take your time off after my fight. Christopher is asking about have ever thought about stem cells for the Lyme. Yeah, I have. It's just I'd have to pay out of pocket because my insurance sucks, you know. And I don't get paid Joe Rogan money, so, you know, it's definitely something that I've thought about, you know, and I know that people have, what's her face, Kelly Osbourne, she had it and she went to like Germany or some shit and got stem cells
specifically for Lyme,
specifically for the Lyme disease,
huh.
You know, was able to beat it or, you know, fight it back to the point where it wasn't causing any problems.
I didn't realize it had a crossover. Like, I think what Rogan was using it for was shoulders, and he said it almost helped rebuild his rotator cuff. But I don't really understand. I guess it just boosts your immune system?
Yeah. Like, so you can use it multiple different ways, and I guess the way that you're trying to use the stem cells or what your body's going to use them for is to create T cells, the white blood cell that attacks stuff in your body. So if you have, it's basically like cheating your immune system up a little bit, you know. So it's definitely something I've thought about because I'm sick of this shit.
I bet we can figure out how to make them in the garage.
Probably.
We probably could.
They're spinning them up from your own fat.
Yeah.
So we don't need placenta anymore, which is harder to get your hands on than fat. But carrying some fat, I don't carry too much placenta anymore.
Mike Reynolds asks, what do I think of Cormier versus Stipe? I think that it's kind of I think that they're doing Cormier. I mean, it's better for Cormier. Stipe's done really good of kind of cleaning out that division a little bit, and having that ability to kind of take a super fight. But this fight is totally for Cormier, in my opinion. You know,
I'm surprised that you said that, because I was kind of on the opposite side of that fence.
Really? What's Cormier have to lose?
Oh no, I mean, but I'm talking fighter skill. I think Stipe hammers him.
I don't know.
He's got very good striking. He's almost like he's not John Jones, but he's got good striking. He's got good wrestling defense, and I think he's what messes Cormier up. Cormier can't do what he does. He can't bully him, push him around. He's not going to be stronger.
No, but Cormier's, he's fought at heavyweight.
He has, but there's a reason he's went bent down to 205, right? It wasn't because he liked cutting weight.
It was because of Kane, apparently. Is right.
Interesting, Jim.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that Cormier stands a decent chance against Stipe, to be perfectly honest. And I'm a big fan of Stipe. I just think that it's kind of what does Daniel have to lose? There's nothing to lose. You go up. Well, now all of a sudden you're holding two titles, and then does he get the opportunity to walk away from him? so he's got that opportunity, and it's a big fight for Stipe. Is Stipe making a good chunk of pay-per-view sales? You know, is he making good points on this? That's where it could pay off for Stipe, is if he's making good money on this because he's defended a couple times, and you hope that he's at that point where he's...
I hope he is.
Because
he's a great role model. He's where fighting should be.
Yeah, totally. Then it makes sense for him. Then it's, whatever. If you can make friggin' millions of dollars off of the pay-per-view sales of it, go sell that friggin' fight and make your money, and, whatever happens, and you come back and you fight him again. Because he'd probably get an immediate title shot if he lost. You know? So, I think it's a decent fight, definitely.
I think Stipe wins.
I hope he wins. Are there any questions over here? No, just thumbs up and waves on Instagram.
Matt Merritt's asking about your leg after the Poirier fight.
My leg. The only thing that really happened to my leg in the Poirier fight was when I sprained my LTL in the first. When my knee buckled and I kind of slid underneath him. That was not me taking a shot. and I just ripped all the skin off of my knee. That was fun. But like from the kicks and stuff, I was fine. Got pretty hard shins at this point.
That shot did look super weird. I was at that fight and watching it live. It looked like he didn't drive through it. I was in the shittiest seats possible, but it looked like a weird shot. And what did you slip going in, or
as I was driving him across the cage, and my left knee just buckled, and it kind of just, as I was pushing, it just went in and slid underneath. And I try to make a point of not
touching my knees to the mat, you know, like MMA wrestling is different than wrestling. And if you touch your knee to the mat, you put yourself in danger of a lot of things. Particularly once you drop that low, chokes and stuff. But, you know, just the amount of time that you're down below your opponent, you're more likely to get, uppercutted and, you know, and hit and stuff. So, I try to just lower my level and basically blast double. I mean, it's pretty much shots that aren't going to necessarily work at a high level of, you know, scholastic wrestling. But, when somebody's committed to punching you in the face, or they're afraid, not really afraid, but respectful of you throwing your punches, it's a lot easier to set that stuff up. And I think that, yeah, I just try not to, like, Frankie's a guy that I try to emulate a bit in my wrestling. You know, he doesn't really take big shots. He just presses guys forward, makes them bring their hands up, and then lowers his level that little bit. And if he doesn't get it, if he doesn't get good enough penetration on the shot, he's right back up to striking. You know? And I mean, that's the way he beat up BJ in those first two fights, was just making BJ worry when he's coming in. Is he trying to take me down? He'd hop back up, bop, 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 hit him. And then he was getting those takedowns, foot sweeps and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, it doesn't always work out. So,
we got Edgar is asking about Shorty. What's it going to take to get him in the UFC?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The kid's got a raw deal. You know, the problem I see right now is that the UFC is just going for that younger and younger fighter. You know, and Shorty's 33 years old. He's a flyweight, so, you know, the career of a flyweight, you're not going to be pushing 40 years old as a flyweight. You know, he might be able to. The kid's talented enough, but in a vast majority of cases, it's the lower you get, the lower weight class you get, the younger your prime in that division are going to be, you know? And
well, and speed is just so much more.
Yeah, exactly. And that's 100% the reason, you know? I mean, as a lightweight, I understand that. You know, I mean, you're not going to see a 42-year-old lightweight, you know, competing at the you know, upper echelon of a division, just because of the speed factor, and that's the thing that you don't keep. But yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like somebody did some talking, so you know, there's something going on. I almost feel like he's getting screwed over.
He's too successful for it to make sense at this point. I mean, he's never been in a boring fight. He's never missed weight.
No.
He's on point.
Finishes a majority of his fights.
And if he doesn't finish, he's super exciting trying to finish the entire time.
Yeah. You know, it kind of sucks. I mean, it does suck, more than kind of. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take, you know? I guess it really just comes down to him being ready and then needing somebody.
That's what I think, you know? It's going to be like, hey, can you fight in a week?
Yeah, I guarantee it. If when it comes, that's what it's going to be.
But didn't they call him for Wilson?
They called him for
short notice too, right?
Yes. They called him for Wilson, Hayes, and that ended up falling through because of medicals, trying to get medicals in time and all that stuff. He needed to get all sorts of shit. You know, and that's the thing, is he's gotten the call a couple times. Like, he blew his knee out. When the hell was that? 2013? He got the call, like, twice while he was coming back from that, you know? And it just, the timing was off. And just, that's what sucks.
Yeah, and that was the part that shocked me. It's like, they've recognized that he's a caliber athlete that they want. And then when when things aren't able to come together, it's just kind of what then you're forgotten about.
Yeah.
It's no. Like you're good enough. We want you here. Things don't work out this time. And then, like, I would expect that. I would expect for an offer to be on the table, especially with his track record, history, career, everything.
It's like, I think the problem is he's too experienced, honestly. You know, like, they want fighters that are young, early 20s, and undefeated. You see all these, you know, the Ultimate Fighter, they want the undefeated kids. And it's like, they've got three fights. Man. Like,
so they're 3-0 outside. Yeah, they come in, drop two, go to something else, and then finish your career and I think 5-6, and it's over.
I think it's so that they can kind of control more. Maybe find that diamond in the rough. Maybe find that John Jones, that Chris Weidman that came in with 5 or 6 fights.
Yeah.
But, you know, if somebody comes in with 3 fights and they're not established, then it's, you know, well, you're getting the bottom, you know, the base pay. There is no negotiation in that, you know? So, kind of, it sucks. But, you know, he's going to go out tomorrow. He's going to do his trained to do, and you know, kid's been looking good, and he's healthy, and he's gonna go have a down and victory, and then maybe he'll get the call. Hey Mick, give him the call. So we briefly went over. I mean, we kind of went over a little bit of 223. I guess we can. We've gotten this far. We're close. We're only a week away.
Still not happening.
Still not happening.
Nope.
I don't know.
Because there you go.
This asshole. As soon as he said it too, I keep checking in. I'm like, if he's gonna be right, I'm at least gonna know about it before I show up here and I miss it and he rubs it in our face. The
flat-footed platypus isn't gonna make weight.
Duck-billed platypus. I don't know. I mean, as long as the fight happens, who cares? At this point, right? I mean, yeah, you want it to be a title fight, but
they could just do the towel trick. He'll be good.
Yeah. Make the 156.2 weight class. Yeah, the duckbill platypus comment was pretty funny. That's an insult that not a lot of people are pulling out these days.
No.
You know, like.
Very creative.
It is creative. I'm still like tossed up with this fight. I don't know.
I keep betting against Khabib. Every fight he has, I thought Michael Johnson was going to maul him. Mm-hmm. I thought Barboza was going to maul him. And been pretty fucking dominant. I think Ferguson is going to outstrike him, and then there's another part of me that thinks he's just going to come in with that dominant wrestling, wear him out and pound him out. His wrestling and control, his top control is
Best. But I don't think he's fought. I mean, Ferguson's ground game, I think, is going to be good enough to
put him in danger.
Put him in danger and deal with his and deal with his control. You know, Ferguson's definitely good enough on the ground to be able to do that.
How about Michael Johnson? I mean, his ground game is no joke. His wrestling's no joke.
I don't think Michael Johnson's
near
is
as good as Ferguson.
Yeah, I don't think it's anywhere near.
No, not even.
I agree with the hippie.
Not even
the big old hippie.
Because Khabib doesn't do anything fancy.
No.
I mean, he hooks a leg and he takes the far wrist. Hmm. And that's all he holds people down with. I mean, it's not, he's, you know, on top of them mauling them. I mean. You know,
well, he kind of is sometimes.
Well, he is. But
he mauled
Barboza. It's not, well.
He mauled Michael Johnson, too.
Yes. And I think the simplicity is what makes it so impressive, right? He's not doing anything crazy. He's just.
No.
Fucking holding you down and punching you
but
in the face.
See, I think with somebody threatening him, like Jim threatening him from the bottom, Ferguson threatening him, he isn't going to be able to do that. You know, and that's going to, then he's going to get frustrated, I think. I think Tony's going to beat him.
I hope Tony wins. I like him. Mm.
I want to hear him call somebody a platypus again.
Plus, you guys,
or wherever you, it goes you to next troglodyte. From
there. You guys both have a firm background in construction too.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
I like to think that my joinery is, you know, throwing a dovetail, a little mortise and tendon, you know, and that my posts wouldn't shift as easily. Maybe anchor that puppy to the ground a little bit.
And I hope Rose whoops ass.
Yeah,
I do too.
I think we all agreed on that. Yep. The last time we talked.
100%. I loved her demeanor for the last fight. Johanna, am I saying that?
Joanna, yeah.
Joanna.
She just like was chirping and saying so
well,
much.
Well, she's always
shit.
Been like that. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just can't. That's why I can't.
It's
I mean,
brutal.
Fantastic fighter.
Oh, she's great.
Absolutely.
Good stride, but I just can't stand her yapping.
I love Rose's attitude. She just came in and whooped her ass.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at, what is it, Molcano? See, we're bad with names. Say that every time we try to say a name. These guys are now again. Renato is, you know, he's got quite a few fights, and some good wins. A couple good wins here, you know, beat Jeremy Stevens. Calvin has two wins in the UFC, and he's ranked at featherweight. And that, I don't know. I mean, he beat Feely and he beat Burgos, but was Burgos, I don't know if Burgos was ranked before that. Was it? He must have been. He's, you know, he had a couple wins. Three wins before that.
The ranking system is a make-believe promotional tactic. They should attach a mathematical algorithm to it. That's possible, right, Mike?
We can figure it out
tonight.
One.
Yeah.
Invent
one.
Let's get him banged up. Let's invent it, and then you can follow it, and it'd be cool. Like, it's a bullshit promotion. You might as well give him, like, assigned colors or something. It's stupid. We need to promote this guy? He's ranked number 8.
I was, you know.
I mean, I'd love to see what exactly goes into it. If they have –
I just
anything
told you.
That's quantifiable along the way, and I agree with you. I mean, I think it's just kind of they're putting numbers out there. I mean, obviously that some of the very top guys make a lot of sense, but if you have a guy that is about to break in, you think he might be close to the top 10. Mm-hmm. He's having a fight. It's like, well, shit. Now he's 8, and the guy he's fighting, he may as well be 11, so that we can make this look like it's a little bit more of a marquee matchup.
I don't know. And to see them, like, I mean, they're ranked, you know, so. But to see them above, you know, Chiesa Pettis, you know, I think that's a pretty good fight right there. And
absolutely.
And, I mean, even I, Quinta Felder, is another good fight. It's just like, it takes a couple fights for me to really kind of know who somebody is. You know, like at this point, there's so many cards, so many fights going on. It takes more than two for me to be able to think that somebody would be top 15.
Right.
What are your thoughts on
this?
I was going to ask what your thoughts are on this one, Chiesa Pettis.
I think Pettis takes this one. You know, I think that his striking is above and beyond Chiesa's. And I think, you know, on the ground, I think he's going to do pretty well. You know, I think Chiesa could control him here and there, but Pettis is dangerous, you know. So, but I think that Pettis' striking is going to be what wins him the fight. I'm interested for Quinta Felder, too. You know, I think that I think Al's going to use his wrestling, press him, because he shouldn't shouldn't just try to make it a striking match. You know? He's tough. He hits hard, but he shouldn't just try to make a striking match. He should try to...
Felder does some weird, unconventional things that I'm not sure you could really plan for a 3-5s. You're going to get caught with something strange you didn't see coming.
If you, yeah, I mean, if you keep it up, he spins. He's one of those spinners.
It's weird and unconventional.
It is weird and unconventional.
I don't know.
You just have to decide to go in. That's the toughest part.
I think Al lights him up on his feet anyway.
Yeah.
You're only rooting maybe for Al because he talks a lot of shit on the UFC. That's the only reason.
Trashes hotel rooms. It's fun stuff.
Well, no, he had his head up his ass doing shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind him talking shit on the UFC. Somebody should.
It's true.
That other guy's got a lion paw on as he did, right?
Hmm? Whose was it?
Cajun Raging Johnson. The guy fought in London. He bashed Dana.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about that. Yeah.
See, he deserves to have a lion paw on his chest.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he does. He got the same thing you got.
Well, is it the same
almost
thing?
Close.
Same thing? Yeah.
Close.
Great. Now I need to get a cover up.
Well, now you got to challenge him. See who the best lion paw tattoo boy is.
Yeah. Did he almost cry like I did when he ran around my nipple? I got the tattoo on my chest done, a majority of it done at a tattoo convention. So my tattoo artist wanted to enter me into the competition, and then he's slow. So like, you know, do a little bit, take a break, do a little bit, take a break. Eat pizza, you know, somebody spilled something on the power strips, lose power. So like we could have done it. It could have happened if he, you know, if he sat down and he friggin' did it. But kinda dawdled a little bit and then it was just like then he was kinda rushing to try to get it done, so he was just being heavy. And you get past that, like, the endorphins, you know, and then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck. It's starting to hurt. It's really starting to hurt. Then it really fucking hurt. Like, it fucking hurt. Some lady comes up to me. She's like, pulls up her pant leg. She's like, I got this done in one session, and I just slept on my bed. And I'm like, yeah, what fucking drugs were you on, lady? Like, holy shit. Like, I'm not on anything. Fucking here getting my nipple ripped off. And it's not even like on it, you know? I mean, it's like near it.
Close enough.
Close enough. You know, it's a very sensitive area. But enough about my nipples. The card's got quite a few, you know, other big names on it. Herring, Borg, Lozon, Dunham. What's his face? I can't believe this is the first fight of the night. This Russian kid, Zabit, whatever the heck his last name is, Sharapov, Magomed Sharapov. The kid went out and he friggin' dominated. I mean, like, looked spectacular in his last fight.
He's a fantastic fighter. I think he's going to be very tough for the UFC to push, and that's why they're going to. He's going to have to be dominant in every fight.
Yeah,
and whatever he gets, he earned.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a push. He's not going to be on the T-Mobile commercial.
No, he's not going to be. He's definitely not going to get on the 7-Eleven cup or something like that either. You know. So.
But I mean, you're absolutely right though. He's tremendously talented. I mean, he keeps doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
They can't ignore it.
No, it is. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a lot of names. This is the weirdest thing. Is it still? I don't know why Michael Rodriguez is grayed out. This is the only time I've ever seen it on the UFC.com. Normally, if they don't have the fighter, they just have the silhouette. But Michael Rodriguez is actually, like, grayed out.
That's racist.
And in the little thumbnail, it's color. It's really weird. I don't know what, you know, I mean, he's in, like, basketball shorts in the picture, so, and unmarked gloves. But why didn't they just do the silhouette if it wasn't an official UFC picture?
We need to demand
we need answers on this stuff. This is everybody wants to know, right? It's weird though. It's just something that, you know, catches your eye. Whoa, we got a lot of questions that we missed, Pat. Pat's supposed to be on this shit.
He's no, not. It's a, you know, yeah. It's a fine line to interrupting yeah, you man. Talking about your nipples and getting the questions in. You were really on a tear, and it's something you were passionate
it
about.
It is passionate. So I am very passionate about my nipples. I do not like them getting tattooed. Do I think Nate will fight again? I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think that they're trying to push Nate McGregor 3. With that top 25 fights, and you had their two fights as number one and number two in the seedings. I think that was to try to potentially push number three. Because that's bullshit. You know,
that's
like
total bullshit. Those two fight, that was number one and two.
You know, I mean, yes, okay. The first one, the shock.
You gotta ask, ask Dana how Connor's nuts ass taste.
Oh, Jesus.
really? You want to get him back in the UFC so bad to make some money that you got to give him one and two.
Well, I really, honestly, and I think that they were just trying to sell. I think they were trying to drive
one,
a number three.
A number one shouldn't even been top 10. He ran for two rounds.
He didn't run for two rounds. Number one was the one where Nate stopped him in the beginning of the second, or like middle of the second.
No, that was number two, wasn't it?
No. Two is the one where Connor beat Nate.
Are you talking about two in their series, or are you talking about two in
which
the
one was
ranked
number one?
Fights?
The where Nate subbed him.
The first time
fight,
that they fought.
That was the best
Nate,
fight.
No, that was the in their rankings. The rank, you know, and they had a tournament.
Right.
In their rankings,
their first fight was number two.
Their first fight was number two.
And their second fight
second
was, number,
fight was
one.
Number one.
And their second fight should have been not even top 10. Connor ran for two rounds.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it was, you know, it was a good fight, but it wasn't friggin' Lawler, what's his face?
Condit. It wasn't Lawler.
McDonald.
McDonald.
You know, right. I mean, that fight. I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't pay attention. I didn't see who ended up winning. But, like, that fight is, like,
Lawler won. Which one won? Lawler won that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Lawler won the fight.
You just said I didn't see who won it.
No, who won the best fight.
Oh, gotcha.
Tournament thing. We were there that weekend for that fight. But, yeah, like, I mean – yeah, Lawler McDonald is like, holy shit. The grit and the fucking the violence and everything combined. I don't know.
You could look at still pictures of that fight.
Yeah, man.
And put it in the
like the intensity that those guys were holding later in the fight, like I don't know, man.
Those were two athletes perfectly matched too. Like nobody was dominant. They were both at the top of their game. It was just precision, like athletes, right? Their striking was on point. Their conditioning was through the roof. That was a magical fight that the stars had to align perfectly for.
Yeah. No, and just that night too. You know, I mean, it's like for the fight to go like that, you know, those shots have to be landing hard enough to be causing that damage, but just not hard enough to be stopping the fight. Yeah.
Would you say almost the stars had to align perfectly?
I would say that the stars probably had to align almost perfectly.
Well
for
said,
that fight
James.
To happen.
Well said.
Well, aren't they going to do Conor Mayweather? He got his MMA license.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That'll be a short fight.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Matthew asked about TJ Grant. I totally wish that, you know, like what's happened to him sucks, you know? And I mean, it happens to athletes in every sport. You know, that something happens, an injury happens, and, you know, an athlete isn't able to reach their full potential. I mean, it's not even like he wasn't able to reach. I mean, he was freaking there. He was there. And shit just went wrong on him. You know? I mean, it sucks. Thank you. Me and Lozon was a good fight. Thank you.
You should have been top 25.
I think that we could have, but you know, I don't want to be the one to say it.
We were fight of the year. I mean, you should have been in the top 25.
But apparently there were multiple fights in certain years that were better than other fights in certain years. So, and everybody's disagreeing with you, saying what? That Diaz McGregor 2 is up there.
Oh, it's top 10?
Yeah, they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a good fight. There was a lot of hype behind it.
It's okay, a lot of hype, but it wasn't a good fight.
Conor executed a good game plan to win. You could say that.
I'm gonna jump on the conspiracy theory wagon and say that Nate executed a good game plan in letting Conor win so that they could sell number 3 and he can make $15 million.
Are you out of your fucking mind saying that? Because I said that and you told me no way. You jumped all over me. I'm going to bring up that podcast.
No,
yes.
No, never happened.
Yes.
Never happened.
100%. 100%. You would never do that. You were like, you made some like emotional stand about fighters and ethics. I'm about to storm out right now.
Have a good night.
I don't know whether he did it because he wanted the third fight, but he definitely was stubborn.
Because he
wanted to knock him out. He didn't want to submit him. The second, he could have submitted him at any time. He could have taken him down and ended
that fight. No. It's not that easy. He didn't take Conor down. He didn't take Conor down the first one. Conor shot in on him.
Yeah, but he had Conor pinned on the cage. Conor was exhausted and hurt.
He
could have taken him down.
He was giving Conor his front leg. Like, I mean, he was, and I don't know if he was trying to bait Conor into taking him down or what, but the way that Nate was like turning totally sideways and blading, like he was going to throw, you know, a sidekick or some shit like that, and just standing there, like you can't just stand there. You have to threaten in that position. You have to actually be throwing something for that position to be effective. And he was just letting Conor kind of beat him up. It was weird. The way that he was boxing him was not the way that Nate typically boxes. He didn't fight like he normally fights. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he made a good amount of money.
Right.
You know? But if he can make a good amount of money more, you know.
He's going to fight again, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got the hiccups. If he gets offered the right fight, right? Like, if he gets the opportunity to make that kind of money again, that's why I don't think Conor's coming back, because Conor's not going to make the same amount of money in a UFC fight that he just made against Mayweather.
But he can't make that Mayweather money again either, because he's not a good enough boxer.
Well, he needs to stop.
Still
got to
get paid.
Spending it stupid.
Exactly. That's why he's going to have to fight MMA again. Both of them. They're both going to have to fight again.
I don't know.
Oh, we'll get a big money boxing match again.
Conor?
Yeah.
Nope.
He'll fight Triple G.
Yeah, how'll that go? That ship has
sailed.
Well, and
he
knows
out,
it, too.
But he don't give a shit.
He knows
it,
too.
He makes $100 million and he gets knocked out. He could care less. Because he knows he's not going to make the big money fight in
MMA. Think that
you
think that he would make more fighting Triple G, or as much or more fighting Triple G than he did Mayweather?
At least pretty close to the same amount.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure he will.
I don't know. Because I don't think Triple G sells as much as Mayweather. I mean,
And you can't sell Mayweather. Connor as much the second time because lost, and he lost bad.
Yeah. Had the allure in the first one, the second time around.
Everybody knows what's going to happen. There's no way.
Mm.
Although people are stupid.
Really? Really?
And people will get now people will get
they're
sold.
Easy. They're gonna bring,
easy D's.
They're going to bring Brock back to cheat again.
They're going to bring Brock back.
And
fun.
Fight to cheat again, and everybody will be, ooh,
and
Brock
I don't mean I don't mean
Brock
that in a sense that it wouldn't
people
be
people are stupid. You got it right.
Yeah, but I don't mean – and I don't mean it to necessarily mock or to say that it's not going to be entertaining, but you can get the right gimmick to get a shitload of people to spend money on it.
Of course.
It would be
for sure
extremely difficult to try to duplicate the same amount of money being that kind of been there, done that, all right. I was interested the first time around, but well, you get another crop.
It'd be different if Connor won, right? Then, yeah, you could sell the Triple G fight.
Absolutely.
Connor got his ass kicked. And what's the deal with Lesnar coming back? Because he popped for steroids. He should have been suspended, or his suspension was the WWE shit.
That was before.
That was
– he popped at 200.
That was 2016. Yeah.
So he's got 2 years.
That was
and
before.
He's
then it was before the – whatchamacallit, right? Would have been a 9-month suspension.
No,
or six
would have been
months.
2 year suspension against Hunt, and then be in July, so he could fight in.
That's bullshit.
In July,
that's bullshit. Everybody knew he was cheating when he fought Hunt. He'll cheat again when he's deciding to retire again. I will never spend a dime to watch Lesnar fight again.
Yes, you would.
No, I will not. No, I will not.
Well, they'll probably throw me on that card, so
I won't watch.
You won't watch. All right.
Nope. It's a moral stand.
You. Thank you. I commend you. For
yeah, that's what they're going to do.
I will
gonna,
read the share
they're
dog.
Gonna, they're going to bring Brock back, and they're just going to say, well, we're jumping right to 300.
Yeah.
And we're going to – then we'll come back to 240.
Yeah. What about the heavyweight, the heavyweight boxer that they offered, or apparently – I don't know. I saw some – I don't – I'm very skeptical of news. Like, I don't like to believe shit. Because you see it, especially in MMA, you see a lot of these sources, and I don't trust them. Who the hell's the heavyweight champ?
For boxing?
Yeah, come on, you assholes.
It's
now you're going to make me look it up. And everybody I'm listening is like, you assholes.
I keep thinking DeMarcus Ware, but I know that's the guy who used to play, D-line or
Joshua.
The Cowboys.
Anthony Joshua.
Sounds right. Cool. I'll go with it.
Oh, I was thinking the guy who fought on the last one who fought.
See, I knew it was that.
Ortiz.
Yeah, there was like a rumor that they were going to offer him like half a billion, like with a B, to fight in the UFC. And the thing is like...
Who's going to pay that, though?
I don't know who would pay it. Yeah, I don't know who would pay it. But...
to fight who?
Well, the thing is a boxer in heavyweight, the heavyweight division, is more likely to do better than a boxer in the lighter weights. You put somebody with good boxing and knockout power against a heavier weight, they're going to have a better chance than like a Mayweather would inside the octagon. So there, you know, you put him against Ngannou, like there's a fucking fight, you know, like there's a slugfest.
You're right.
You know, and like you put him against Hunt. He's going to, at this point, he's going to knock Hunt out, you know, probably in the first.
But then do you
put him against Kane? Prime Kane, he doesn't have a chance.
Well,
because was Tony Couture? And I know that Tony was older and not at that level.
That was
at
that
point.
That was just a money grab.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, and I don't know, I haven't seen Joshua fight, but I mean, is he
talented?
Yeah.
Yes. He's athletic.
Now, is he talented enough that if they put him in there with a decent grappling game, that he wouldn't completely undo that?
Well, I don't know. See, I was saying heavyweight. I mean,
heavyweight is different.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely see how you get in there, and it would be different than at the other level. But
what's up, people? We got like one or two people on Instagram. They come in, they say hi, and then they bail because I don't wave back.
But if he were to go in like some against a Stipe or a Kane or someone like that,
I think that a Stipe is, yeah, that's a tougher fight. And then, I mean, do you have to give him an immediate title shot? You don't have to.
Yeah,
but you would.
But you would.
Well, you would if you're giving him $500 million.
Well, it was a deal, so you know, like you're probably looking at a couple fights and stuff like that, or maybe even a potential, you know, what they're projecting with all sorts of shit. I didn't read into it. Because I'm not sure about the sources. There's a lot of fake news floating around, you know.
Don't even use that term.
Whoa. Wow. Ouch.
I don't think any boxer around stands a chance against Prime Kane in an MMA match.
Well, Kane's not prime anymore.
I'm just saying, that fighter.
That's prime.
I think Stipe right now.
Yeah. Stipe.
I think Stipe is better than
Prime Kane.
Prime Kane's. He had great stamina and he mixed his wrestling in so damn well.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Prime Kane got knocked out.
I think there is a steady evolution going on up there.
But even so, same thing. I agree. Stipe takes out any boxer in MMA. You're right. Ngannou, that's a different fight, and I think Ngannou has a tough time with a prime boxer. But Stipe, give him any heavyweight boxer in an MMA match, he tears through him. 9 times out of 10, easily. 9.7 times out of 10.
9.7. The only time.
That's bringing in the numbers that the rankings don't have.
90% of the time, 100% of the time.
Yeah. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Exactly.
Ngannou calling out Derek Lewis.
I think Derek called out Ngannou first.
Yeah. You know, let him fight, man. I don't care.
It's a good fight for Ngannou because he's not going to get taken down and get in a slugfest.
Yeah.
That's his bacon.
They both throw heavy leather. You know, like sometimes all the call out stuff. I mean, the problem that I see with it is that contracts aren't made on Twitter. You know, like if I could go on Twitter and I had to resort to this shit just to try to get people, you know, other fighters to call Sean Shelby saying my name because I was trying to get a fight and I couldn't get a hold of him. And so I had to say, oh, well, nobody wants to fight me. So then you get everybody chirping back. But like when there's just this talk back and forth and it's like, sometimes it's really weird and awkward. Who the hell was this Usman? He was talking back and forth with somebody, and it was like they like talking shit, and it's like, no man, I said I respected you. I didn't say it was a tough fight, but I'm still gonna kick your ass. And like, it's that weird like, I don't know. It's just they're not totally diving into it. They're trying to be respectful, but they're still talking shit at the same time. It just looks weird.
I got to say, I'm okay with that. What I can't stand is Colby Covington.
Colby.
Talking shit. I am not a Mike Perry fan. I don't like the way Mike Perry promotes himself, positions himself, say whatever you want. But to make fun of Perry's girlfriend after a loss. Ex-girlfriend.
Everybody in the MMA community knows that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. His ex-girlfriend after a loss. Come on, dude. That's like a classless.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get out of that? Ugh. I'll never root for that guy either.
Yeah. You know what? He definitely jumped on that. Middle school bully persona.
Who?
Colby.
Yeah. Well, he got it. Interim belt title, right? Fight.
He did. Yeah. At 7.
He just better hope for he better hope for Doom isn't in the
ranked 7.
Ranked 7, I believe, yeah. Which is, you know.
He ran from Verdun.
Another one.
He put a partition between Verdum and talk shit and threw food at him. He did. He purposely put a partition. I understand Verdum's a much bigger guy, but if you're a fighter and you're going to talk shit, come on, man.
Yeah, he got a boomerang thrown at him. or no, Covington is three. Sorry.
They changed it yesterday to promote it better. He was seven, but it didn't sell very well, so they made him three.
Yeah, no, it was – sorry, it was Till that was seven. That was – yeah, they were having Till fighting Thompson. It's the one that I was thinking of in my head. You know, one against seven. Yeah.
And who did he beat?
Covington?
He only beat Maya. That's it. Who else did he beat? He hasn't fought – he didn't fought Jorge. He didn't fight – he didn't fight any of them. Who did he fight?
Dong-Yun Kim and Damian Maya.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, he beat Maya. He's on a the thing is, he's on a run. It's not like, hey, it's your first fight in the UFC.
Well, didn't he beat Kim after Kim came back off his 2-year layoff, right?
Yeah, I think so. But
it
I mean,
his
look
first
at his
fight back.
Yeah, but look, he's on. He was on 4-fight win streak, 7-1 in the UFC when he beat Maya, who was 3 at the time or 2 at the time, something like that. You know, see, he got it. He earned it. Earned it enough as, you know, as opposed to just having 2 fights in the UFC and being
ranked.
Which is
just stupid, too. I mean, it's an interim belt. Really?
It is kind of silly.
I mean,
because
why Woodley's had surgery.
And, I mean, how many times did friggin' Woodley defend that title already?
Right.
You know, or how many times has he been fighting? I mean, like, it's I have a tough time with that one. Why throw in an interim title? The only thing about it that I like about that stuff is it gives the fighters an opportunity to make more money. That's the only good thing about it.
When you get your shot at an interim belt.
Who knows? I wish they threw him around back in the day. had opportunities. You know, but I mean, yeah. What freaking in a year?
Well, I can see
in a year he fought.
Well,
he won the title, and then you know had the draw with Thompson, fought Thompson, and then fought Maya within a year.
Yeah, 4
fights. In a 1 day. Under a year, which is fucking legit, you know? And it's like,
Conor hasn't fought in a year and a half.
500 days? Over 500 days? yeah.
Well, that's because Dana doesn't like Woodley.
Well,
can't stand
you know.
Him.
Because he talks back? So wait, I don't even understand. Am I supposed to wave to these people on here? I'm gonna wave to A&W Nature Labs. See if they're still on here. Hi. This is the first time on Instagram while we're going live. So pardon me if I haven't been giving you enough attention. I've only got a minute and 47 seconds because Instagram only lets you go for an hour. So we were just on here bullshitting about fights. Pat doesn't like Colby Covington.
Nope.
Pat's
I'm good.
Dad doesn't. What does Dad? Oh yeah, my father doesn't like Dana White.
That's true.
So yeah, but I don't think I don't know that it is bullshit. It is bullshit that they're doing a. It's bullshit in the sense that. They're kind of taking a little bit off of Woodley's title.
I don't think they are.
Well, when you throw out the interim, that's kind of what it is. You're kind of like,
but it'll be good. They can build it up and sell it when Woodley gets back. They're not stripping Woodley.
No.
If they were stripping Woodley, I'd have a problem.
Yeah. Like I said, the good thing of the interim title fights is that it gives the other fighters, the contenders and stuff like that, to make more money. Because if it's an interim title fight, you're going to make more money than you would. You know, so especially
Covington doesn't deserve to make more money.
It's not whether people love you or whether they hate you. It's that they just need to know your name. So, you know. Why are you smirking at me, shithead?
Time to change your name.
Yeah, time to change my name. All right, well, if you're on Facebook, or not Facebook, we're going to stay on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, we got 3 seconds. Peace out. yeah, you know.
I don't think you should do that wave anymore.
You don't like the wave?
No.
Why not?
I like it.
I'll do the Ian wave. I can't even do it. My wrist hurts. My wrist and my elbow. I don't even know where we were. Yeah, Woodley's fine. He's still the champ.
Yeah, he's going to come back.
These other guys get to make some money.
Exactly. I'm okay with it. I kind of like it, actually.
Who cares? You know, I mean, like, the fact that they've been drawing out Strip and Connor is lame. Pretty lame.
It's stupid.
We're not even going to strip.
They have to.
No, he won't.
They have to.
He'll come up with some excuse, cage side, and won't strip Connor of his fucking belt. Guaranteed. Believe me.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
There is no guy way over he's stripping.
Wrong finger. Oh, shit. I got a point over here. Yeah, that guy right there said that what's going to happen?
They won't strip him.
No?
Because that's the thing. They're going to have Dana talking to Khabib, don't make weight, then it's not a thing, so it stays an interim, and then whatchamacallit.
I don't know if it would stay an interim.
Sure it is, because Ferguson has the interim belt.
I understand that, but
he still can't fight for that title if he doesn't make weight.
Well,
then the fight goes on, and then Connor keeps his belt.
This is deep. I think we need Eddie Bravo.
Trust me.
Okay.
Get Eddie on the line. Stuff getting mixed in here.
Are you a flat earther, too?
I'm a what?
Are you a flat earther? Yeah. Do you think the earth is flat?
Do I think the earth is flat?
No, I'm serious. It's an honest question.
Why would the earth be flat?
Why would the earth be round?
I guess it could be egg-shaped.
Or pear-shaped. Or we just could be in the Matrix, right?
Or it could be a, what is that, a Mobius? The inverted figure eight. Could be that shape.
Is it hollow? Is the earth hollow? Maybe it's hollow. There are giants living inside the earth.
Yeah, could be.
Ice giants and stuff. Ice wall. You believe that stuff.
It's very deep.
It is deep. It is
very
deep.
Deep.
I think he's a flat earther. They're like 1 in 5 now.
There was just some guy, one of the flat earthers, built a rocket so he could, like, propel himself up into space and observe it.
Yeah.
He didn't report back on his findings.
Yeah.
There, people are all around the globe promoting the flat earth.
They are.
Because he missed it when he came down?
Didn't promote his findings. Did they find out that cardboard was not space worthy to make a vessel to travel up there?
I don't know. It's one of those. It's kind of weird.
No, you can watch a boat go out on the ocean and get lower. Snipers use the curvature of the earth to aim their bullets. Right, there's a satellite. It's from Japan or China that captures the whole fucking round earth every 10 seconds in HD. It's not flat. There's a lot of shit that could happen. That's not one of them.
There are a lot of CGI pictures put out by NASA, though. That's the fucked up thing. Look at all the pictures. Like, honestly, I'm not a flat earther.
What are you doing here? Where are we going?
I'm not a flat. We're just going. We're just going. We're stuck in the middle. We didn't have any fights last weekend. There aren't fights this weekend. We're going on flat earth, bitch. All right.
So what are these flat earthers
NASA
doing
faked the
when
moon
they
landing.
Get to the fucking end?
I said it.
What do they look down at?
No, there's an earth wall or an ice wall that ice won't wall. Let you get to the yeah. end.
There's an ice wall that won't
let
you get to the
apparently
end.
It's like a plane. And then, like, for whatever reason, the sun can – the like the light doesn't go all the way to the opposite
end. So what
end.
Do they do when they get to the
it's
ice
actually
wall?
Got like a
– turn around and walk back till they hit the other fucking ice
well,
wall.
Well, nobody, nobody can get there.
So then what – this idiot that built the rocket, how come he didn't just go to the ice wall? That would have been a lot easier.
That would have been a lot easier, too.
He fucked up.
Could have got some sled dogs and shit.
Yeah.
Really, just go there and have a chainsaw. Cut your way out. How fucking stupid.
Nah, everybody knows.
See, you had
everybody
right,
knows,
Mike.
Everybody knows that the ice wall is impenetrable by a chainsaw.
Ice walls are impervious.
It's super hard ice.
Yeah. It's blue ice.
Blue ice. It's a lot harder.
What have we gotten to that? I don't mean, I can't even wrap my head around
misinformation.
It.
That's what we've gotten to. Information is so easy.
Like, we entitle these
it's
people
so
to
easily,
bullshit.
It's so easily spreadable.
Yeah.
So and this, that's why I don't, that's why I like, I'm like, I don't, I see, if I see something about MMA or, you know, like offers or whatever, you know, like the friggin' Joshua. I need to see it from a couple different sources first, or at least the ones that I know are reputable, like that
from
I
Dana?
Trust. No.
I'm his only news source.
Yeah.
He's a liar too. Yeah. I don't think the flat Earth thing is even relatively plausible, and unfortunately, I don't think Bigfoot's real. But God damn, I wish he was.
Yeah.
Like, that would be cool. If there's this flat, who cares? That doesn't change anything. But if Bigfoot's real, like, maybe I could go into their culture and be accepted by them. Mm. And, like, you know, that's life-changing.
Just start talking about it enough, and you'll have 8 now million people that agree with you.
Yeah, you're right.
Now a Sasquatch lover is bad as a flat earther.
No way. No.
You can have books and make millions of dollars about how you developed a language where your two communities have come together.
Exactly. I've reproduced with them.
You ever hear this? There's the one woman that, like, she has this whole, like, story of how, like, she, like, lived with the Sasquatches, the Squatches. What, yeah, Sasquatches.
Sasquai.
That, like, she's got the story of, like, families of them and stuff like that. It's like, man, like, maybe she's telling a little bit of the truth.
Well, how else did they make Harry and the Hendersons?
I used to watch that show. It was like Searching for Sasquatch. And this fucking hick goes out in the middle of the woods.
Hey.
And no, I can say
I can
that.
Be defined.
You can say it. No, if you have it, you can say it. So he just like snaps his camera like crazy, right? He's not looking at anything. He's just takes like 100 pictures, goes home, gets them developed, and then looks at each one very closely. He's like, that's a Sasquatch. Mm. See how that? That's a Sasquatch. He's like, they're all around you all the time. That and he made the Discovery Channel. Come on.
we met this one guy that you would. He was a Sasquatcher, and like one of the things that they do is they like bang on trees with logs and stuff, and they do like the screams or whatever, like in the middle of the night, and, like. I want to do it. Like I just want to do it.
We should.
Then we just take the camera and the lights, and you go like this, and you run around. You just move around real fast. And like, oh, shit, it's right there. Like, we could do it.
We could.
We could totally do it.
And I would like to go swimming in Lake Loch Ness and find that monster.
It's true.
Yeah.
I pet that monster.
Why?
Two or three times.
Why do they go through the trouble to convince the world, the earth is flat. Right? Why?
Because people will fucking listen to them.
I think that there's like, you get this, there are trolls, people that just like to spread misinformation just for the fun of it and
well,
be like that.
I thought they were lived under bridges.
And then you're such a fucking amateur. And then. I was going to say
well,
a bad name, but I figured amateur is probably even worse. It probably cuts a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
And then there are people that just, I think, I mean, that's the thing is, I don't have proof that the Earth is round. I mean, the Coriolis effect. That you know.
No, but there's so much shit you don't have proof of.
I know.
You don't have proof there's not giants living in the middle of the Earth.
That's true.
There's not.
That's true.
And if it even if it was, why who gives a shit? If the Earth is like a, what? I don't understand who could spend 30 seconds. Okay, the Earth is flat. What does that change? Nothing. We're still doing what we're doing. Still got to go to work on Monday. Oh, the Earth is flat. I don't have to do this. No, same fucking thing. Why would you waste any time with that? If Bigfoot was real, we could do Bigfoot shit.
We could do stuff, yeah.
We could see how strong he is.
Yeah.
You think Bigfoot could whoop your ass?
Probably.
Probably could whoop your ass. And I would love to watch a Bigfoot fight. It would be great. Mm-hmm. The possibilities, that is life-changing. Flat Earth doesn't change a goddamn thing.
Generation Tide Pods. This is true. Pat didn't want to talk about the Tide Pods. We talked about them a couple weeks ago.
Nope.
Didn't want to talk about them. Because we've eaten stupid stuff, but not soap.
Nope. Never soap.
It's always food.
Or, well, what's Epsom salt?
Well, you guys did that. I mean.
You guys, like, suddenly you weren't involved.
Listen.
In
Epsom salt is a laxative.
Yeah, it's a laxative.
It's a sty preventative. Kind of,
D's can attest to that.
Yes. Powerful.
Powerful laxative.
Most powerful I've ever encountered.
That's true.
Although I will say, I thought I beat it. And I think I had you guys convinced as well. Maybe I was a flat earther about Epsom salt not having an effect on me because it was pretty deep into the next morning. I'm like, everything's fine.
you flew too close.
Until
to
it
sun.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
Until I kept walking to that edge and then just kept going around in circles.
Yep.
You had your shit together until you didn't.
Yeah. Or like the milk challenge, you know? I mean, but at least it's milk. It's like, okay.
I wasn't there for that. I think if you gave me Oreos, I could beat the milk challenge.
I got to say, I was extremely confident. And, I mean, I'm trying to think. Did you go out first or did Dan?
No, it's an hour.
A gallon of milk in an hour?
A gallon of milk in an hour.
If you give me Oreos, I can do it.
I don't think you can do it.
Listen,
we should do it.
I was on
next
the same
podcast.
Page.
I want a gallon of milk and a bag of Oreos.
I shit you not. I had
you did shit.
3/4 of an inch of milk left in there, and my stomach was out to here. I could not physically fit any more in there.
Is it whole milk?
Was that? I don't know what we had.
It's supposed to be. Supposed to be whole milk? I think we drank.
See, I think the problem is that I laughed so hard at the two of them throwing up that it tensed up my abdomen and I wasn't able to squeeze in that last little bit. Then I got on my motorcycle and ran out of gas and I shit all over a 7-Eleven. But
it's better than Tide Pod.
Much better.
Totally.
I mean, it's fucking milk.
Yeah.
It's an actual food product instead of poisonous chemicals.
Yeah. Like we used to, I mean, still do. Try stupid hot sauces and stuff like that. But it's not soap.
What is it? A teaspoon or a tablespoon of cinnamon?
Yeah, that was going around a little bit too. Like, that's always kind of been around, but then it hit its social media stride, like, I don't know, last year or something like that. The cinnamon challenge. Yeah, it's like a tablespoon of cinnamon.
We did the lemon was actually worse than I thought it was going to be.
Thing
or the lime,
yeah. Well, you're supposed to just take a wedge of lime and bite the wedge of lime because it's just supposed to try to build awareness for Lyme disease. You're not supposed to take a bite out of a lime peel.
The peel of the lime is...
It packs
in some intensity.
I've been
straight into a lemon before, and I did not think that the lime would be that bad. Yeah. That was pretty rough.
The zest, if you will.
Yes.
Mm. Cooking term.
Yeah. I think, I know that Pat wanted to get after the hippie tonight.
No, I did not.
You didn't want to get after
the
hippie? No.
What are you getting after the hippie for tonight?
There's because nothing.
Everything.
Everything. You're
bring it.
You're a
bring it. I hey, yeah. Today I had a great day today.
Oh, you did?
I dropped the mic.
What?
You know, dropped the mic.
Oh yeah.
Only it was a fucking bag of pistachios.
You dropped a bag of pistachios.
I was at the Stop and Shop. So I went to the, you know, self checkout line with the conveyor belt. So I put my cart through there, and I bought a roast beef. Well, it couldn't weigh it. There was no scanner on. Mm-hmm. So the woman had to help me. Well, a guy cut in front of this old lady to get on the line, and he scanned bags of pistachios, and they were running down while I was packing my bag, and the girl was coming back with the beef. And I was like, are you serious? I said, I'm over here. And the bags of pistachios came rolling down. He's like, well, I ain't got time to wait. And I picked up the bag of pistachios, and I was like, and dropped them on the floor. And the girl started laughing her ass off. Stop and Shop.
I hope you weren't wearing Miller Brothers shirt.
I was like, are you kidding me? I'm packing my bags here, and you're sending shit down the conveyor belt? Really?
You should have taken some pistachios, because they are delicious nuts.
They are. They were delicious nuts. So that was a weird story, Dad.
It was.
So that was not like what I expected at all.
Yeah. I dropped him on the floor.
No,
I was expecting that you and some other individual were in some heated debate, and you dropped your own pistachios on the ground.
And that's
as the exclamation point stormed out.
Yeah. And he probably was parking in a no parking zone outside in his Mercedes too.
Probably.
More than likely.
And you dropped his pistachios.
And I dropped his pistachios.
It would have been better if you punted them.
Should have hit. Busted the bag.
All right. Well, you know what? There's no better way to end a podcast than a pistachio drop.
The pistachio bag drop.
So thank you for tuning in to the Jim Miller podcast. And we'll see you next time. Have a good night. Thanks for tuning into the Jim Miller Podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so that we can keep bringing you more. Also, check out JimMillerMMA.com to stay up to date with everything that's going on. Thanks.